One of the side effects of damaging the natural microbiome is that you can develop a fungal infection like candidiasis or one called aspergillosis, which can be life-threatening. The University of Perugia in Italy is home to one of the pioneers of modern microbiome research, Professor Luigina Romani. Professor Romani's interest was originally sparked by what she saw as a rise in serious fungal infections.
You become vulnerable to those fungi once you have your immune system compromised.
So you got HIV, you're on cancer chemotherapy.
Exactly, compromised by many, many, many treatments.
And you're not just talking about a mild candida infection here.
No, I'm talking about very severe fungal infections that are lethal and are the reasons why most of the hematological transplantation for patients with leukemia, etc., are not so successful because
the fungus gets you in the end.
Exactly. Patient will die of aspergillosis all of a sudden.
Why did you think of the microbiome in the bowel in relation to these fungal diseases? Because do they come from the bowel?
Candida albicans, that is responsible for severe candidiasis, comes from the gut. Aspergillus is not a commensal of the respiratory tract.
And just for a moment, let me explain. When you say commensal, this is a normal bug that lives in you and quite happily and doesn't cause disease.
Exactly. You are candida albicans, meaning that you are made of those bugs and therefore those bugs are you. What is causing those bugs to become lethal disease in those patients? And one thing that we were interested in was the fact that the same susceptibility to those fungal infections also occur as a consequence of antibiotic therapy, meaning that there was something that you were destroying in your body with antibiotics.
Which allowed the fungus to take hold, like candida.
Exactly.
Luigina Romani was one of the first to conclude that we humans are two beings in one. A mammal with a mammalian immune system and a huge vat of microorganisms, a bucket of bugs. In fact, when it comes to DNA, we're much more bacterial than human. And life, health and disease is often a balance between the two. Like Sam Forster's group, Professor Romani's lab has analysed the bacterial DNA as well as trying to culture gut microbes in the lab. And they've had some success when it comes to a family called Lactobacilli. It turns out that you can change the way a lactobacillus behaves by changing the way you eat.
We have a particular bacteria, Lactobacillus reuteri, was able, upon a proper alimentation, and I'm telling you in a minute the role of the diet, to change its metabolism, switching from eating carbohydrate to eating amino acids.
So you're talking about the diet of the lactobacillus
exactly.
Here, not the diet of the human being.
Not the diet of the lactobacillus, but it is your diet because if you
That's where it comes from.
Exactly, because if you are eating chocolate that is rich in one amino acid, that is tryptophan, upon which Lactobacillus reuteri is very able to switch its metabolisms.
I'm hearing good news here, am I?
Yes, of course you are. Upon eating the chocolate or any food rich in tryptophan, you are selecting for Lactobacillus reuteri that is able to grow and to eat tryptophan much more than any other bacteria. And this Lactobacillus reuteri, upon feeding himself or itself on tryptophan, is able to produce a particular metabolite. This particular metabolite produced only by Lactobacillus reuteri, only when you have a diet rich in protein and not in carbohydrate, this metabolite is able to properly control Candida albicans in your gut. This metabolite was able to control both the fungus and the immune system of the human beings. The two natures of you, both the microbial nature and the mammalian nature.
And they've also got evidence that in addition to offering protection against candida infections, this chemical byproduct from the lactobacillus may also, at least in mice so far, help to inhibit the immune system in so-called autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis and insulin-dependent diabetes. And before you get too excited, we're not actually saying that chocolate is the cure for fungal infections or MS, but, you know, watch this space. Luigi Romani's team has patented the substance in the hope that it could be the basis of a novel medication, which is safer than giving a probiotic to an immune-compromised person. Luigi Romani is Professor of Pathology at the University of Perugia.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.